Hello, thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. This is Jalen. Can I please have your email address to start the process off today, please?
Yes, it's Gatan.
Can you spell that for me?
No, hi. I need you to check. I was talking to someone on the email because we have an issue accessing the account. We don't have the email. It says that it's not a valid email, but we have been charged for the classes or for access. And I sent an email to a person, Steve. I don't know if they responded, but they were requesting the same information I already have sent them. So can you see if anything is updated in our account concerning that?
Can I have it? Do you have the email address?
Yeah, which is the current, the one that is on right now. The GatonRG at M.
What, on the email address for what, the letter for the email?
They just sent
us the letter. Well, the email address for the letter, the email?
The email address, yes.
It's GatonLG@iCloud.com.
Can you spell that for me?
GATON at iCloud.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Okay, let me start from the beginning. GATONLG@iCloud.com.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay. I'm pulling up an expired account. And can you guys verify your name and address on file for me, please?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I'm pulling up an expired account. Can you verify your name and address on file for me, please?
I'm not sure if it's under my name or my mother's name. But it should be either Chloe Gatan or Lois Gatan.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, how can we assist you for today?
Hi. I was looking at my bank statements, and I noticed that I was being charged $7.99 per month for an account that I cannot even access to close it or anything.
Yes, ma'am. So it does seem that this is canceled. This is expired. So, this was the account that was charged, correct? Give me one moment. Let me check something for you.
We just got charged, by the way, the 1st of February.
Look, you could be looking at the wrong account, maybe, because I've had several accounts in the past.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please. Okay, so, yeah, just give me one moment, ma'am.
No problem.
Okay, and so with this account does not have a again, it is expired. You said you guys had another account. Is there another email that you guys have that I may can search up?
When I tried to put forgot password, it said that there was no account at this email. But I'll give you the email. One moment. Okay, GATON period C period G period at gmail.com.
Uh-huh. So was that period C as in cat, period G as in gold?
Yes.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
And then
another period. Yes, ma'am. So then I seen there's an account with that as well. And you said you said that you was charged. Is there like a customer ID number or an order number or anything?
I'm not receiving emails from that email. I don't know how I'm getting charged.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am.
Mhm.
Well, we're getting charged to a bank account in our class.
He's saying order number.
Mm-hmm.
You get order numbers from emails, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. So, okay. Can I have your first name?
Chloe,
C-H-L-O-E.
Or it could be under my mother's name.
Okay, do you know which, who card was it charged with? I'm sorry, can you, I just want to make sure.
My mother's card.
Okay, but it whose account was it?
I could have made it under my mother's name or my own name. I don't remember. It's been months.
Okay. Well, let's try your mother's first. Can I have her name?
Lois. L O I S.
Oh wait. L O I S and her last name?
G A T O N.
GATON. Give me one moment. No,
could
ma'am.
Could you search by the last four digits of the card or something?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. Give me one moment, ma'am. Let me see. Let me see if something free. Yes, ma'am. So, okay, so due to that, we are unable to find any account with the charger. You probably had a dispute with your financial institute, because we, you know, the only account that we was able to find was the GATONLG@iCloud.com, and that is expired. And
yes, that is not at all the account. That was just the email I sent it from. I'm not talking about the account that had that email.
Okay, so, first, how much are you getting charged? And when was the last time you were?
$7.99, and I was charged, when was I charged last charge, though? February 1st, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm being charged $7.99 since October, at least.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, okay, so what account are you using?
The email that had the periods in there.
Okay. So again, we are unable to find it with that email. Is there any other email that you may have used with that account?
No.
Did it send you an email? Did we send you any confirmation email or anything?
No, because I tried signing up with that email, and I thought it didn't let me because I never received a confirmation email or anything like that. And I guess I mistyped my regular email or something like that, so I don't know why it worked, and then it's ending up charging me, but I never receive emails or anything.
How are they charging us then? Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have a question. Who is in charge of, who does the charges then? Because every month since October, we have been charged. So who's doing the charging? I mean, which department, and how are they doing it then?
Who does the charges?
Yes.
We do the charges. I'm unsure of the question exactly, because it's a subscription, so it don't take like there's not a person, there's not like a necessary like person that like takes out the account. It's a subscription, so it takes but on its own.
Okay, I see. Okay, so what solution do we have then for an account that does not exist that we have been charged on, and we have no way to stop it because it will continue charging us every month?
Yes, ma'am. So, again, you'll probably have disputed with your bank because right now we aren't finding any account with all the information that you provided.
Correct, but so that means that every month I have to dispute it with the bank?
Every month? No, ma'am. Like, give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am, you will just basically have to, again, dispute it with your bank because, again, there is nothing that in our system that we can do.
Okay, so I don't know if you have it on file. Can you check to see if the email that I sent today with the information and the charge information, do you have it on the computer or not?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So, MS, I did pull up the what you sent today. It's at 4:25 p.m. So it has shown that you have been getting charged.
Yeah, but the person who answered me asked me for the same information I have sent. So I just want to know if you see their the attachment that I had that has the bank information and the charge information and the last four digits of the credit card.
Yes, ma'am. That it shows. Give me one moment, ma'am. I do apologize for the long wait. Just give me one moment.
Oh, no, no, that's fine. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Can I have the PayPal email address?
PayPal email address is gatonrg@msn.com.
You said I G.
No, no, GATONRG
Yeah, ma'am. Was that R as in Robert or?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, so it's GATONRG. So Roger George.
Roger George.
At MSN.com.
I don't think that's what is she saying?
Yes, ma'am, give me one moment. Yeah, so have you contacted PayPal? I'm sorry. Have you contacted PayPal about the issue?
No, I thought I was going to be able to fix it with you guys. That was my first step.
Well, again, yes, ma'am. So, unfortunately, we aren't finding an account. The only account that we was able to find was the one that you, again, sent the Gmail from, and that's the only account that we were able to find. So, you'll probably have to dispute it with your bank because we are unable to see the charge.
Okay, but my question is, even if I call the bank, you guys are going to be continuing charging me every month for it.
Yes, ma'am. So that means that they've been charging some account. We are unable to find that account. We searched through all the methods that we could and still was unable to find that account. So you'll probably have to dispute it with your bank. If you use all the emails that you have, it's probably, I'm unsure of what exactly is going on, but you will probably have to dispute it with your bank.
Okay, and that will stop you guys from keeping charging me every month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I may can assist with you guys today?
No, thank you so much for trying. I appreciate all that. We both appreciate all that you have been trying. Okay, thank you for that.
No problem, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I wish the best on the situation. But right now, I just wanted to thank you for calling Crafty Vita Membership. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.